General manager of the St. Louis Blues, the defending Stanley Cup champions, Doug Armstrong joining Hockey Central. Does it feel, Doug, like your lucky day? You get to be on with Berkey.
This is a dream come true.
Well, then we'll let Berkey start with the first question. Go ahead, Razor Blade. What do you got for the GM?
How was your summer, Army?
It was fantastic, quite honestly.
Yes, there's nothing like it. Where was your cup party?
No, I was fortunate to have a couple. I had one in St. Louis with some friends, obviously, here. And then the one that was very special, I took it to Sarnia, Ontario, where my hometown is. Got to spend some time with my father, who's in assisted living now, and share the cup with him. He was part of the NHL for a long time, and then was part of the Montreal Canadiens scouting staff when they won. And just to share it with him again one more time was really a great honor. And then just the family, and you know what the cup means in Ontario, and just to share it. I had a lot of Leafs fans drinking, or a lot of Leafs jerseys drinking out of that cup this year. I'll tell you that, though, more than I expected.
Well, your assistant GM invited me to his cup party. I can't believe you didn't invite me to yours.
Well, yeah, you know what?
Lost in the mail?
How's that?
Lost in the mail?
Well, I'll tell you what, it's become a wonderful tradition now. And last year it was, listen, Ovechkin swimming in the fountains at Bellagio, and it took the cup a long time to sober up. But some of the visuals coming back from this summer with the St. Louis Blues, some of the pictures, some of the videos, special moments, to me, Ryan O'Reilly and Seaforth with his grandmother one of the more special ones.
And Army just said it. You get to cheat as a GM. You actually get it for more than one day.
Yeah.
So I had a cup party at Providence College where I played college hockey.
Yeah.
And then I had one in Vancouver.
Nice. Nice touch. From all the videos and the stills that you saw from your players and their cup parties, which ones stand out for you, Doug?
Well, the one I thought I got the biggest laugh out of was Jordan Binnington. There was a picture of him lying in the bed with a washcloth on his head.
Yep.
And a washcloth on the top of the cup. I thought that was fantastic. And then you're right, though, just seeing Ryan O'Reilly with his grandmother, seeing Alexander Steen with his father back in Sweden. Those ones really stick out for me. But everybody's day was special with it. Pat Maroon had a great, being a local boy here and sharing with the people here in St. Louis was fantastic. So there was a lot of great memories. My fondest memory was obviously just a quiet time with my father and getting a couple of pictures of that. But, you wouldn't want to do injustice to anyone because everyone's day was very special with it.
How invaluable is a player like Ryan O'Reilly, who's, you see him after practice working with the young prospects and just his leadership quality? Speak on that a little bit.
Well, he came in and we'd obviously done our research and we understood that was the type of character we were getting. And when your best players are your hardest workers, it's a real benefit to the coaching staff. And he's taken our younger players and our veteran players really under his wing as far as work ethic and doing little things to get better. He's a pro on and off the ice, and he's just been a real strong influence in our locker room. And someone, we're a veteran team. We have a lot of guys, 26 through 30 that are in the winning mode right now, and he fit right into that group. And there's a good core group that we want to keep together, and he's certainly part of that.
That was such a signature trade for you and the St. Louis Blues. And this was Ryan O'Reilly coming off a challenging year with the Buffalo Sabres, as we all know. Wasn't shy about, questioning, his passion for the game at that point, playing with Buffalo. I mean, he's a really honest guy, and he wears his emotions on his sleeve, and we all know that about Ryan O'Reilly. What was it about that player at that time that Doug Armstrong said, we want him in this mix?
Well, I think you have two type of players. You the superstar player that is dynamic offensively, it is hard to find. They're usually drafting one or two overall to get those type of players. But what we put a lot of value on is the 200-foot player, the guy that's going to affect the game 19 to 21 minutes a night for a centerman that's going to touch both ends of your special teams and got unbelievable work ethic and character and responsibility. I would say that he fit into the style of play that we have here. That's our MO. We're not going to We have good skill, but, you know, we don't have McDavid's, we don't have Crosby's. Even an Ovechkin, a player like that, is closing in on 700 goals. But we have a lot of, we think, are really top-end good players. O'Reilly fits into that with Pietrangelo, with the Schwartz, Tarasenko certainly into that grouping, and you know, Parenko. So it was another... You know, we're cut by a thousand or death by a thousand cuts type of organization, and I think he's just another player that if we can roll four lines and 60, that we're going to be difficult to beat in the long run.
You know, Stanley Cup parties and Stanley Cup celebrations are always wonderful. You look at what the cup does for children when they see it. When that cup enters the room, the eyes are as huge as saucers, and that's always great. For me, when I see the old-timers, players from previous generations on that team, and today is Glenn Hall's 88th birthday, and we all know how big the alumni is in St. Louis. Who are some of the guys, who are some of the old-timers, the veterans, that really, you know, that this cup victory really hit emotionally, Army?
Well, you'd have to go with start and stop with Bobby Plager. He was part of the organization from day one, has done everything here from playing to coaching, probably some radio along the way, development, scouting. He's done everything. And he's always said, you know, he wanted his parade, and we were able to bring him his parade. And I was fortunate enough, he asked me to come to share with his late brother and, you know, poured a beer on so he could have a sip through the grass. And it was just an emotional time for Bobby. And he's Mr. Blue, and it really starts and stops with him on who this meant the most to.
Yeah, so let's look ahead here. The cup stuff is so magical. You'll never forget it. And congratulations again. Moving ahead now, you just locked up Braden Schenn. I think I saw him going into a bank in St. Louis on one of the television stations there. There's an armored car outside. But you locked up a pretty important player on your team. Talk about Braden Schenn.
Yeah, well, Burke, as you know, when a manager's job is to respond to what his players tell him at some point. And we've been a really competitive team the last 8 years. And bringing in Falk and signing Schenn now, really what I want to do is I want to support Tarasenko. I want to support Ryan O'Reilly. I want to support Schwartz. I want to support Parenko. Guys that are in that part of their career where they can keep winning. And to do that, you know, you have to have a partnership with the players in the sense that the AAV might be a little bit less, but you get a little bit more term. And Schenner falls right into that grouping. He's a player that can play center ice on our top line, or he can play left wing as he did last year with O'Reilly when necessary. A versatile player, 28 years old. You know, you're gonna. Our thought right now is with these deals is we want to stay competitive as long as possible. Also with expansion coming in, that the top players extend their careers with expansion. So 8 years is a long time. I'm not going to question that. But we think that our players have earned the right, and it was a responsibility of the ownership group and the management group to support that. And hopefully there's a sense in that room that there's a belief there, and there's a belief there for the next, you know, 5, 6, 7 years that we should be competitive. And Schenner's a big part of that.
What does Justin Falk bring to the St. Louis Blues lineup?
Well, he's a really good puck mover. Brian would know him well from USA Hockey. He's got a real strong, hard, accurate shot from the point. But just another transition game. If you were able to watch us play game one, late in the third period, he was able to spring O'Reilly up the middle. And I think he made a very nice pass to Pietrangelo for the one-timer on the power play. So he's going to help our power play. But he's another guy that can log minutes. One of the things that we're hoping to get guys was you have three pairs that when they're on the ice, you're not trying to get them off the ice. And I think with the grouping of defense we have now, some are suited better to be in the offensive zone and defensive zone. But if you get caught in the other in a different situation, everyone feels comfortable with that. And I think Falk is just a player that can play anywhere between 20 to 23 minutes a night, touch both ends of your special teams. And again, that age that he's in right now, we foresee him being a big part of our team as we try and stay competitive with the top teams in the league.
You've been busy with deals. Big ticket with Falk, big ticket with Schenn, as we see today. What does all this mean for Alex Pietrangelo?
Really nothing in the sense that he's our captain. He's a player that we would hope to be able to keep here long term. And, you know, Bob Gainey, who I worked for a number of years, always had these little sayings. And one was, you know, how do you get all the
all the horses back in the barn. You get him in one at a time. And, you know, this time we got Schenner back in, and now we got going to have to, over the next 7 months, corral Alex and get him back in the barn. And that's our goal. But we do that behind the scenes. And he's a huge part of why we won last year. He's been here. He's our captain. He's a guy that we would we hope to get signed long term. But you can't force these things. They come at the proper time. And whether it happens, you know, tomorrow or it happens next June or even July, you know, you just have to stay patient, stay part of the process. He's got great representation from Newport Sports, and we're just going to keep working at it, you know, underneath the current.